life, and it is. I want to talk about the role of and purpose of mantras, divine sounds, chants, as a hotline to the cosmic force, with a goal of having 100% meaning in life. That is to say, it is not about being just spiritual, or having good mental health, or being energized, or successful, or having a good material success, but it's about having the whole thing. How is this state achieved? Well, historical religious teachers, have given us vehicles, paths, guiding documents, and messages of hope, both for being spiritual and for functioning well, properly, in life. However, historically, religion has also given us division, war, fundamentalism, bigotry, and some, or perhaps a lot, of unanswered questions. Today, we see the gradual demise of organized religion, the lack of faith in teachers and gurus. Pretty obvious, we have a global just me first, individualism, drive. I want. Nevertheless, most of us seek a way to manage or way out of our struggles, to go past basic materialism, do more than just survive. And I think we all struggle to some degree, some of us more than others, with mental health, addictions, fear of life, inability to cope, and a general experience of malaise. Now, a key thing we can do, something that has good evidence, good positive outcomes, is called meditation. This can be a prayer with a religious practice. It can be a devotional part of a devotional practice within a religion, within a faith. It does, however, cut across the dimensions of faith, because this state, this meditative state, is something we can have within any religion, and is thus a multi-faith practice. It can also be done purely as a scientific exercise. We also hear quite a bit now about mindfulness, especially for those working in the mental health area. So within meditation, there are a number of options to make it happen. How do we get to that meditative state that we seek? How do you get the product? Well, historically, the way to do it was to go and sit in a cave and become a monk. That's how you got the real deal. But I already mentioned that we want 100% meaning of life. If you're in a cave and a monk, that's what you are. How can you be everything? Like a monk, like a successful person, have good mental health, physical health, spiritual health, have it all. Well, I promote, and I do promote, mantras. Using, focusing the mind with sound waves, invisible sound waves, such as when a mantra is used silently, and when a mantra is extended, it becomes more of a prayer, and a lot of us do these silently. We can also do them verbally, so it's an actual sound. But the whole theory of mantras is that the mantra is a use of a word through repetition, japa. In Christianity, it might be a rosary, it might be a prayer in another faith, different things. But it's using a technique to facilitate and make easy the attainment of the meditative state. Or sometimes the attainment of other things. We might do a prayer for money, or winning something or other, or passing something or other, or getting something or other. So the power of the mantra is another thing to be discussed about what mantras can achieve. So it's a short word to indicate the divine, and usually within that is the name of one's preferred deity. It could be Shiva, it could be Jesus, it could be Buddha. And then there is usually a devotional words aspect, which is about I bow down to, I surrender, I look for help from, I beseech, I seek, that kind of words. That's the general mantras form that. And as I say, you can form a mantra within any religion if you choose to. And this is a major aspect, of course, of Hinduism and Buddhism, but it's not entirely owned by those religions. So, my next post, promoting mantras, will be about mantra repetition and the power or the benefit of mantra repetition, and a bit more in depth about some mantras that you can use. And I particularly practice mantras within Kundalini yoga or Siddhi yoga. Kundalini, the inner power of the body, which rises through the body, through the chakras or centers, or the Siddhi yoga, Siddha being perfected, how one becomes perfected in spiritual practice. And I also see this practice as not necessarily belonging to a religion, because it does originate in Hinduism and Buddhism to some degree, but I see this as an adjunct even a scientific adjunct to any particular faith. It's something you can do, a person can do, to promote, enhance their own spiritual faith, religious faith even, if they so choose. And that's a personal choice, one's choice of faith, one choice of practice, one choice of methods to seek the product. The end product is your own choice, and your path will be your path. But the mantra can be tailored to the individual, and different people will have different deities. They will have different gods, goddesses, or none. It might be doing it from an atheist perspective. All is doable. I am only promoting the science, the spirituality of the mantra, not the religion of the mantra. I'm promoting it as within a multi-faith dimension. So that can be added on, or it can be the overall thing that the mantra occurs within. But all that can be irrelevant to you if you just want to know, what mantra do I use? How do I say it? What do I do? What are the benefits? How do we go about doing this?